Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my podcast. Everything you want, you already have. Wrap your mind around that. Everything that you desire to be, do, or have in your life, everything that you believe you lack in your life, but desire an abundance of, but you really want, but you actually already have an abundance of what you desire right now, because whatever you desire has already been created for you vibrationally by your source. You have asked and it was instantly given vibrationally, and your source is living the vibrational reality of that desire. So your source has done its job, and so now it's your job to turn that vibrational reality your source has already created for you, turn that into a physical reality. To turn that desire, that vibrational desire and feeling, into a physical thing. And everything that you desire emotionally to experience in your life, all the emotional feelings and desires that you believe you are lacking in your life, including things you believe you must get from other people, and believe that you are in a limited supply of, such as love, support, appreciation, joy, honor, respect, confidence, loyalty, etc. All of these things you again already have 100% unconditionally from your source, and you're getting all of those things 100% 24/7 unconditionally from your source. Always, always, always. And you receive these things, well, they're being sent to you anyway, 24/7. Whether you receive them or not, that's another thing. Whether you're open to receiving them or not, that's another kettle of fish. But never, ever, ever, ever does your source judge you or withdraw its love or any of those things you desire. Never, ever, ever does source ever withdraw love and support and appreciation and joy and honor and respect and confidence and confidence and loyalty, etc., etc., from you. It never ever withdraws its love and support for you. Never, ever, 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 ever. And you waste your time and energy trying to get those things from other people because, one, it's not their job to give them to you in the first place. And two, if they are willing to give you love or respect or loyalty or honor, etc., etc., well, they cannot maintain it very long because no one can maintain their attention upon you for very long, and it's not their job to do so in the first place. So, whatever your issue is that you tend to attract from other people, such as a lack of love or a lack of loyalty, lack of respect, lack of honor, etc., etc., you already have those things from your source, and you're always getting them from your source 24/7. And those things that you desire from other people, well, contrary to how it may appear, those people can't actually give those things that you desire to you in the first place. No one can actually give you love because we are already love. You are not lacking in love in any way, and therefore need to receive it from other people. You're not lacking in love in any way, even though it may feel like love is a commodity that is traded and dealt out or denied to you. The truth is, as humans, we may struggle to love others unconditionally because of our limited beliefs and judgments, but our source self, always, who we truly are as source, always loves everyone unconditionally and never, ever, ever judges anyone for any reason, no matter how horrendous their behavior might be. So, this love that you desire to receive from your parents or your children or your lovers or your friends, etc., well, you already have. And you don't need their love to feel complete or to feel worthy or to feel loved or respected, etc., etc. You're not lacking in anything in any way. You are not incomplete or unworthy in any way. You're not faulty or sinful in any way. In fact, what you desire that you believe that you lack and believe must come from other people, you already have. You are love. You are respect. You are loyalty. You are honor, etc. And you as source loves, honor, and respects you 100% unconditionally. I could just say that over and over and over and over and over and over again until you get it into your head. And the loyalty you desire from others, you have and always have had and always will have 100% always from source, from you as source. Source never, ever, ever leaves your side. It only feels like source has or may abandon you when you judge yourself and others and start thinking in limited ways. But source does not think, and so you feel separate from source and forsaken from God and feel like no one loves you, etc. And it only feels like source has abandoned you when other people judge you and then you believe it to be true. Because whatever and however people are judging you, source, your source, and even their source never, ever, ever judges you in any ways. But if you believe it, well, then you're going to feel separate from source because source does not think that judgmental way. And people seek out people and relationships to receive love and to give love, and to give and receive respect and loyalty. And they seek out children, etc., etc., to do the same thing, to give love, to receive love. But as soon as your lover or your friend or your child or your parent, etc., does something that seems to be unlovable or disrespectful or disloyal or dishonorable, etc., you go into a massive tailspin because the source of love and respect and honor has seemingly been taken away, but nothing has been taken away from you at all. No one can take anything from you against your will. Yeah, they may have withdrawn their love from you, they're judging you, etc., etc., but you don't need their love. So what they have withdrawn is meaningless. No one can take anything from you against your will. And no one can take anything from you anyway. And they can't even give you something good against your will. Love is not a commodity that is mined, and therefore there is a limited supply of it. No one can take anything from you that you are, and therefore have an unlimited supply of. And love is something that you have an unlimited supply of because, one, you are love. Two, there is no such thing as a limited supply of love because the entire universe is love. You are love, the universe is love, source is love, God is love, everyone is love. So no one can take love from you at all. You only believe someone can take love away from you because when you love someone, you use their attention and their focus upon you and your attention upon them as an excuse to connect to your own source and to connect to the unconditional love that you as source showers you with and is showering you with 24/7. But as soon as your lover cheats on you or desires another or does something that you have decided is unlovable or disrespectful or disloyal or you're just jealous because you're afraid of losing them, you now use that same person as your excuse to disconnect yourself from the source love that you truly are. Truth is, it is not your job to love anyone else or to make anyone else happy or prosper, etc. that is their own source's job, and it is their own job to maintain a high vibration, to therefore be in alignment with their own source. And it is not anyone else's job to love you, or to make you happy or prosper, etc. either. That is your own source's job and your job, and it's your own job to maintain a high vibration, to therefore be in alignment with your source. Which means being in alignment with the abundance of everything and paying no attention to unlovable and unwanted things. That's what unconditional love really is. It's not the ability to love unlovable things. It's the ability to pay attention only to lovable things and desirable things. So, when you don't pay any attention to unlovable things, that means you're seeing as source sees, which is in a completely unlimited and unconditionally loving way. That means knowing that everyone is completely loved, honored, and respected by their own source. And everyone has that source guiding them to ever-expanding levels of joy and abundance. That means knowing that no one needs you for anything, because everyone is 100% taken care of by their own source. So no one is faulty in any way, and no one needs your healing or your guidance or your wisdom or your support or your money or your love or your etc., etc. And no one needs saving, and certainly not by you. Everyone is always being saved, so to speak, from their own source, by their own source. No matter how lost a person may get, no matter how disconnected a person may get from their own source and from love and from divinity and from prosperity, it is no one's fault but their own. And it doesn't matter how disconnected anyone gets or even how evil they may become because of this disconnection that they have created with their own limited negative thoughts and beliefs and focus on unwanted and unlovable things. Doesn't matter, because Source still loves them 100%, unconditionally, 24/7. Never, ever, ever, ever leaves their side and never stops guiding them to goodness and love and joy, which is all anyone wants. And the only reason anybody does anything or wants anything, or it's the reason everybody acts the ways they do, even though it may appear like they're just stupid dickheads and evil bastards, really, they really just want love and joy. Even if they refuse to listen and refuse to surrender to the love that they truly are and the guidance that they're getting from their source to head towards the path of least resistance, to the path of most allowance, no matter how hard they fight for their supposed limitations, no matter how much they try to prove their worth by how much power they amass with control and intimidation, no matter how far a person goes down the proverbial dark path, Source never ever leaves their side, ever, and is always loyal and always respectful and always sees their true power, and always loves them unconditionally. And everything that they believe they lack, that they are fighting so hard to get, or fighting against the windmills that are trying to keep them from getting what they want, Source never ever sees any lack of anything, but only sees the complete abundance of what they desire. Only sees what they want, not what they don't want. Whatever you fight for that you believe you lack, you shoot yourself in your own foot, because whatever you fight for or against only creates more lack of things you desire to fight for and more things you hate to fight against. And then what you desire to have an abundance of eludes you and teases you, and only causes you to fight harder until, if you're lucky, you are finally defeated and you have no choice then, but to finally surrender and allow the blessings from the universe, from God, from Source, all that is, to flow to you, rather than fighting for those things that you want, or fighting against those things that are supposedly trying to keep you from getting what you want. Because when you fight for your limitations, you will have a never-ending supply of limitations. Fight against things you hate and you will attract a never-ending supply of things to hate and fight against. But if you can surrender and allow the love and prosperity and everything that you desire to come to you without resistance, then you will attract a never-ending supply of infinite abundance of everything that brings you joy to come to you easily, effortlessly. And ease is the essence of creation, not fight and control. Ease is the essence of creation, not fight and control. Ease opens up the floodgates of infinite abundance and joy. Resistance dams up the river of abundance and joy and stops it from flowing to you. So, in conclusion, whatever you desire, you already are and have. Everything you believe you lack, you already have an abundance of. Everything you believe you need from others, you already are and already receive 24/7 from your own source. So, with all that in mind, you have the complete power to create anything that you desire, that you already are and have vibrationally into your physical reality. And source, your source, all that is, the entire universe of creation, is 100% unconditionally supporting you to do so. No part of source ever denies anything that you desire or judges anything you desire as unreasonable or impossible. All wishes are granted unconditionally. So the only breakdown in the chain of command, so to speak, the only breakdown in the chain of creation is you. No one else. Only you. No one in the entire universe can or is stopping you from being, doing, or having anything you desire. Only your own resistance and arguing for your limitations and you trying to prove your worth by how much you have struggled or by how good you are, etc., etc., is what is blocking that river of abundance that the universe is trying to give to you. There is no force in the universe strong enough to stop you because there is no such thing as assertion. There is only attraction. So if you believe the conspiracies and you believe they're out to get you and you believe in the lie of victimhood and if you believe your success is reliant upon deals and agreements with other people, they will inevitably be broken because no one likes to be tied to deals and agreements. Everyone loves freedom above all things, and everyone is free to be how they are, then you have put yourself in an extremely disempowered position. And you put yourself at the mercy of others who ultimately don't care about you. Even if they desire to care about you, it is not their job to care about you. It is only each individual person's job to care about themselves. So, all the deals and agreements that humans make with each other to keep each other happy are completely unnecessary and ultimately don't work because no one can keep you happy. The only person that can keep you happy is yourself. Other people can put the icing on your cake of happiness, but if you make what other people think, say, and do your entire cake, well, you're in deep shit without any toilet paper and without any paddles. So stop arguing for your supposed limitations and the alleged limitations of other people that they're so fond of promoting and believing that they have, and stop believing in the false limitations of the earth and start to see as source sees, which is everyone is 100% totally empowered to create whatever they want. And everyone is 100% And 100% of what every single person has in their lives, no matter how amazing or how tragic, every single bit of it has been attracted by them. No one else. not by anyone else. It was just attracted, more than likely unconsciously, but nevertheless, they attracted it because they didn't know, they're not conscious of where they're focused. Every soul is being guided by their source towards becoming a conscious creator of reality rather than an unconscious creator of reality. And no one is a victim because everyone is creating their own reality all the time. So see everyone as source sees them as being 100% empowered to create the amazing joy, well-being, and abundance that everyone desires. And you will be living as an unconditional lover and liver. You'll be living and seeing as source sees. And realize that every single action everyone takes, positive or negative, is to feel better and be happy and feel love and to be abundant and to feel abundant. See as source sees and you will feel as source feels, which is 100% unlimited, continuous, infinite joy and wonderment. You are complete and whole and perfect exactly how you are. Everything you desire, you already are. And this is your master key to turning all that you desire that is already a vibrational reality into a physical reality here on planet Earth and have an absolute ball doing it. Life is meant to be fun. You're here for the joy of creation and no other reason. So have fun on your joyful adventure of creation. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can get notifications of my next video. Come visit me at zakyron.com for more self-empowering videos, podcasts, articles, books, lots of other goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation, and of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!